This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. It's a day of great transition in Afghanistan as the Taliban secure their hold on Kabul. The president, Ashraf Ghani, left the country, saying in a Facebook post that he did it to avoid bloodshed for the Afghan people. Sources told VOA that a Taliban delegation met with Afghan politicians and elders in talks that resulted in Ghani stepping down. A Taliban spokesman has told AP on Sunday that Taliban militants are holding talks aimed at forming an open, inclusive Islamic government. And that's a quote. Al Jazeera broadcast images of Taliban fighters in the Afghan presidential palace. AP reports there are long lines at cash machines and apparently displaced people camped out in parks as Taliban fighters spread throughout the city. AP also said helicopters flew overhead throughout the day, evacuating people from the U.S. embassy. It said smoke rose from the embassy as the staff reportedly destroyed important documents. The American flag at the compound was lowered. Later in the day, the U.S. embassy suspended operations and warned Americans to shelter in place and not try to get to the airport, which was crammed with people trying to leave. Two senior U.S. military experts told AP that sporadic gunfire erupted at the airport, resulting in the suspension of commercial flights. Evacuations continued on military flights, but AP reports the halt to commercial traffic has closed off one of the last routes available for fleeing Afghans. A NATO official said NATO is maintaining its diplomatic presence in Kabul and will help keep the airport running. A Pentagon official said Sunday that U.S. President Joe Biden has authorized another 1,000 troops to Kabul to help with the evacuations. This brings the total number of U.S. troops expected in the city to 6,000. This is VOA News. The United Nations has urged the Taliban to exercise utmost restraint in order to protect lives, in a statement from the Secretary General Sunday night, adding that all humanitarian organizations must be allowed to provide assistance to Afghanistan unimpeded. The Secretary General is to address the Security Council at a meeting on Afghan on Monday morning. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Sunday the safety of U.S. personnel and the Afghans who work with them is job number one. He told CNN's State of the Union, "We haven't asked the Taliban for anything." He said, "We've told the Taliban if they interfere with our personnel, there will be a swift and decisive response." But Blinken also defended the U.S. administration's decision to move forward with withdrawal of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, despite concerns that the Taliban might seek to take the country by force. He said the U.S. changed course and remained in Afghanistan, quote, "If the U.S. had changed course and remained in Afghanistan, we would have been back at war with the Taliban." Blinken said a renewed war with the Taliban would have required the U.S. to send in tens of thousands of additional forces, given what he called the hollowness of the Afghan security forces. In Haiti, the death toll from Saturday's magnitude 7.2 earthquake more than doubled on Sunday as rescuers raced to find survivors amid the rubble. Meanwhile, the country is bracing for an approaching tropical storm. Saturday's earthquake left at least 724 people dead and 2,800 injured. Thousands more people have been displaced from their homes. Survivors in some area are sheltering in streets or soccer fields with whatever belongings they could salvage. Hospitals, meanwhile, are overloaded with people injured in the quake. And Tropical Storm Grace, which is predicted to reach Haiti late Monday or early Tuesday, brings the potential for torrential rain, flooding, and landslides. The U.S. National Hurricane Center forecasts 10 to 20 centimeters of rain for Haiti and its neighbor, the Dominican Republic. Prime Minister Ariel Henry has declared a one-month state of emergency for the whole country and said he was rushing aid to the affected areas. The earthquake struck the southwestern part of the hemisphere's poorest nation, almost razing some towns and triggering landslides that hampered rescue efforts in a country already grappling with the coronavirus pandemic, a presidential assassination, and a wave of gang violence. Hospitals were overwhelmed at a moment when Haiti has been struggling with the pandemic and the lack of resources to deal with it. The country of 11 million people received its first batch of U.S.-donated coronavirus vaccine only last month. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.